This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to give you some information, and I have to, before doing so, liken it back to what I just shared with my wife a couple hours ago concerning and pertaining to the information that I'm going to bestow upon you in just a minute here. But, you know, it's interesting because when I look back, because, again, keep in mind, I didn't apply for the job. I'm just responding to the commandment of God concerning the call that he's put in my life, enabling me, putting me into the ministry, as Paul rightly said, how true it is. With that said, I told her, I said, you know what's interesting is the hardest part about this job is enduring people's ridicule. Enduring people's scorn, enduring people's licentious ignorance in so many different ways, licentious ignorance, and having to wait it out. And what am I talking about? Well, I can tell you right now, friends, when I go back to the very beginning of where we started as a ministry to where we're at today, and hearing from people that were close to us that thought we were out in left field or out in right field, it didn't matter. Not playing the left-right paradigm. But they thought we were just off base on the things that we were talking about, only to come in to a later date to turn around and say to us, Bradley, remember those things that you were talking about? We're smack dead in the center of all of that. He goes, I used to think, and I've heard this several times, I used to think that you were way out there, and now all of a sudden we're in the middle of it. We're in the center of it. And I said, well, that's the cool thing about the Holy Ghost. He shows us things to come long before it takes place in many cases. And 15 years later, here we are. Well, I went back this morning, friends, and I was talking to my wife, and I said to her, I said again what I just shared with you, and I said, you know, it's interesting. I don't care if it's when I get around someone or I see a situation for what it is. I'll call it for what it is. And when I get that unction, when I get that knowing within my heart, within my spirit, man, by the Holy Ghost, I don't care if it happens in a week or if it happens in a year or if it happens in 5 years or in 10 years or in 15 years. It always goes back to the very beginning when I first got it. I can tell you exactly when I know that I'm right. I know that I'm right. And that's not presumption. It's a witness of the Holy Ghost. I'm not bearing witness to myself. I'm not giving myself accolade. I'm just telling you that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I'm saying all this, friends, going fast forward to the very beginning, even that which preceded the new administration. I called it for what it was, and I knew what I was talking about. I knew what I seen. I didn't have all the information that I needed at that particular time, but enough information. And when you go back in the Bible and you begin to see people that function in certain giftings, it's interesting to note how they operated with one and two words. And I mean, if you look at the silver-tongued prophet like that of Isaiah, man, that guy was writing chapters and books. But if you look at Elisha or John the Baptist, or if you look at Elijah or the small prophets and the major prophets, friends, it's interesting. They would just give words in many cases. And people would think, well, what's going on with that? Where are you guys at? And then before you know it, there it is. Friends, we're in a time now where the American people have been taught to give more time to the destroyers of their own country because of the deceptive measures that you are being inundated with on a 24/7 basis. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about, again, a piece that I just seen from an article from an outlet that is anti-American in so many different ways. If you ever want to know, friends, what your enemies are worried about, go to their websites. If you want to see the battles that they're fighting up against, go ahead and check out their websites. It's very encouraging, friends. They'll tell you everything. And they're looking at it from a reprobate perspective rather than a spiritual perspective. They're looking at it through the eyes of hoping for more licentiousness rather than that of liberty, because they're too ignorant to understand the difference. On one of these outlets, and I'm not going to highlight the outlet, but Ann Coulter just recently said, now keep in mind, nobody touted the horn of Donald Trump's administration more than Ann Coulter. She's the author of In Trump We Trust. Yes, she said it. But it just came out, friends, and this is all across the net. Ann Coulter did not react well to the news that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, have caved in on his promises to shut down the government unless he got funding for his promised border wall. And this is just one of the topics. This is the tip of the iceberg, considering and concerning the lies that we've been told by this administration. What he says and what he does are two different stories. Now we have his biggest cheerleader turning on him in a big way. Donald Trump caved on his promise to shut down the government. She said, unless he got funding for his promised border wall. She said in a new interview with the Daily Caller, the author of In Trump We Trust, said either Trump never intended to build a wall and was scamming voters from the very beginning, hello, or he hasn't the first idea as how to get it done and no interest into finding it out. Now, what is this all about? Well, we know, just like I've been blowing the trumpet concerning this brand new administration, how it says what it doesn't do, just the exact opposite, Isaiah 5:20. It's interesting to note that they are now coming to that light that we had over, what, now 2 years ago. We're coming up to 2 years ago now. And again, listen carefully, friends. Either Trump never intended to build a wall and was scamming voters from the beginning, or he hasn't the first idea as to how to get it done and no interest in finding it out. Well, Americans, we now find out the wall went from $4 billion, according to Donald Trump, to $25 billion. From Mexico paying for the wall, now to you paying for the wall, then Mexico will pay you back. Now to, I'm going to shut down government. Now to, we're going to give the Mexican government $10 billion and zero money for the wall. And by the way, I have to insert this thought because there's a lot of ignorant people out there. Now we have people out there raising money for the border wall, saying, well, listen, if the government's not going to do it, then we're going to do it. Wait a second. You're raising $1 billion for the wall that you've already paid for. And what did your government do? They illegally allocated your tax dollars over to the Mexican government. Friends, this is called nation building. They're not building the wall. They're tearing down the wall to bring one continent about. And they've been at work trying to construct this, or should I say deconstruct this, through breaking down the border walls concerning Mexico and America and Canada and America for some time now. I'm going to continue this thought when I get back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about Trump's biggest cheerleader, Ann Coulter, is saying Trump will have no legacy whatsoever without that wall. Well, it's not just the law, friends, or the wall, I'm sorry. I mean, the guy's trying to disarm the American people, and he's being now sued for it, by the way. And it's interesting to note that he is literally doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do every step of the way. America, let me ask you the question, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When are you going to learn your lesson? You're giving more time to those that mean to destroy your country, and you know all the well every step of the way you're being lied to. When are you going to learn your lesson, America? You look like you that are playing the fools to ignorance, friends. They are ignorant. You're falling to the ills of the dupes of ill-designing, you're falling to the dupes, as the dupes of ill-designing men. And when I say they're ignorant, friends, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on their own back. They fail to look to history. They think that they got the edge over the Lord now, that somehow they're gonna pull one over the eyes of he who sees all things naked and open. Now read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment. They have a covenant of death, a covenant of hell that's going to be disannulled again. In America, you're going to go through it because you allow them to do it. Does this sound familiar, America? 2 years ago when I was telling you what you were dealing with and now we're here again? This is the hardest part about this job. Well, right before the break, I was during the end of the last segment, I was highlighting now people are raising money for that wall. They're trying to raise $1 billion for the wall that the government promised to pay for. You know what? A plus for the intent, but an F for your knowledge. We've already paid for it. You have the President of the United States of America that promised you everything that he has not delivered on, and specifically talking about the wall and promising that he was going to put the wall up. You might want to ask the question as to what the wall is for. Is it to keep you in or to keep them out? But now we find out that the president, instead of keeping his promise to shut down government unless they see it his way, he reversed everything. He took it a step beyond, friends. What he promised, the other direction. I mean, the Hegelian dialectic, friends, is two steps forward. Then he just took two steps backwards. But for the purpose of those that mean to destroy, so at the end of the day, they win again. Corrupt government. Friends, we have people in the country, because the government isn't doing what they promised to do, raising $1 billion for a wall. Now, again, A plus for his intent, but an F for his understanding. You do realize those that are raising funds for the wall that you were promised, that you've already paid for the wall, right? And you do realize Mexico's not paying for jack. As a matter of fact, they're not paying you for the wall, and neither is your government paying for the wall. No, they took it another step, and they took that money that was for the wall, and they gave it to the Mexican government to build the nation. When are you going to learn, America? 1-866. And by the way, if you don't call in, I understand why you don't, but I got a question for you. Why is it that you attempt to justify yourself with the unjustifiable? It's the truth. You know, it's interesting to note, too, and I'm interacting with all of these topics at one time. Do forgive me, but track with me. It's interesting to note that all of the conservatives outside of Ann Coulter, what she does need to be high-fived for, and I do high-five her for coming to terms with the fact that Donald Trump is not at all what he promised the American people. But we already knew this, and we try to tell you this, right? Well, the fact of the matter is when you go across the boards, you look at the likes of other conservatives, as they call themselves, and Christian outlets, as they call themselves, friends, that have been sitting there playing the dupes to ill-designing men, such as this brand new administration, as if to suggest this same agenda is not going forward. It is, just like I said it was going to go forward. Same players, friends, Barack Hussein Obama, Donald Trump, same players, Hillary Clinton, friends, George W. Bush, George Bush Sr., Ronald. Folks, this agenda's been going the same direction for a long, 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 long time, and you fail to put a stop to it because you get caught up in the same games by playing the fools to those that are playing you as fools. And you can laugh at them all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is, friends, you're at the end of the joke. They win regardless. Okay? But it's interesting to note, friends, when you look at all these conservative outlets, all these Christian outlets that are now seeing the fruit of this administration, that are refusing to report the facts once again. And why are they doing that? It's not so much that they're defending Donald Trump and his criminal administration, friends, and his tyrannical administration, because that's clearly what it's become step by step. But it's interesting, friends, that, again, they're not defending Donald Trump. They're defending themselves. Or at least they're trying to. And this is exactly what the younger generation sees. And when the younger generation sees it, they have absolutely zero respect for you. And you deserve it. You get caught up into their circular, political, unconstitutional, un-American talk, therefore illegal talk, null and void, friends, every step of the way. You get caught up into their talking points rather than the Constitution and its talking points. And then you wonder why you get the same results. I mean, are you embarrassed? I'd be embarrassed. Are you ashamed? No, you're not at all ashamed. You're still trying to justify the unjustifiable with this administration. And friends, if I was to throw names out there right now, friends, they will not report the facts. They keep stepping over the facts because the truth to them is a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense. It's ahead of the corner. Because that truth exposes their hypocrisies as much as it does Donald Trump's. And friends, I got to tell you this, and you can take this to the bank. These conversations that we're having right now are not going to last much longer. comes to my aid right now, friends, is Leviticus 26, verse 15. You're going to keep ignoring the judgments of God. You're going to ignore the rod and the chastisements, the inflicting of pain and suffering that God interposes upon the people and throws on the people to bring about godly repentance. You're only going to be able to ignore it for so long. For so long. And then you're going to have to turn and face your judge for what you ignored. That's exactly what America's doing. It's exactly what America's been doing for far too long. Far too long. Going back to the guy that's raising money for the wall, do you not realize that the taxpayers in America have already paid for that wall? And do you realize that that promise is going unfulfilled by Donald Trump? Do you realize he took it the other direction, is now taking the $10 million that was for the wall, and he's going to give that money to Mexico to build their nation, to build their economy? Do you not pay attention to what is being said here, America? I'm talking about you and your country and the administration that you have somehow fallen in love with that is destroying you just as much as the past administrations have. The only difference is you like this one. Do you think that wasn't laid out by design? Remember Mr. Pike, the head of the Mason organization, said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. Here you have it. Going back to Ann Coulter and highlighting this. Ann Coulter did not react well to the news that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, have caved on his promise to shut down the government unless he got funding for his promised border wall. In an interview with the Daily Caller, the author of In Trump We Trust, that's blasphemy, said, either Trump never intended to build a wall and was scamming voters from the beginning, or he hasn't had the first idea as to how to get done and no interest in finding out. Of course not. He just gave that money to the Mexican government. I thought the Mexicans coming over into America were the problem. He's aiding those that mean to destroy. Friends, hello. You know, we just heard last week, friends, some of these Mexicans, these immigrants coming over and saying, unless you give us $50,000 each, we're not going anywhere. Listen to that. Like the American people owe them something. And at the end of the day, if we pull the onion and pull the layers off the onion, we probably allowed politicians, corrupt politicians, to do something to their prospective countries that we were never told about. So I can see why some of these people are angry with America. Because America, of what you allow your corrupt politicians to do to their governments. That's exactly why they're angry with you. That's why they call you the great Satan. That's why they hate your guts. Because of what you allow your corrupt politicians to do to their countries. Ann Coulter went on and said to predict that his support will evaporate and Trump will be very likely not to finish his term and definitely not be elected to a second term. In the end, Coulter declared that without his wall, Trump will have just been a big joke. His presidency has been a joke who scammed the American people, amused the populace for a while, but he'll have no legacy whatsoever other than the fact that he is a con man. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. House Speaker Paul Ryan said on Thursday that President Trump would not sign the stopgap funding bill that the Senate passed, a move that now which dramatically increases the risk of a partial government shutdown, to which Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker does not have to recuse himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today from the Justice Department.
We've continued to manage the investigation as we have in the past, and it's being handled appropriately. Whether it's Bob Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or Matt Whitaker or Bill Barr, that investigation is going to be handled appropriately by the Department of Justice.
Things not looking so good on Wall Street as the Dow was down right around 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Resistance to tyranny and tyranny. I was going to say tyrants. 1-866-582-9933. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. I mean, folks, listen to this. You're submitting yourself, and you have for the how many decades in the past, to tyrants. Let's call it for what it is. They're operating out of their scope of authority. Nobody delegated. We the people didn't delegate authority to the President of the United States, most recently, friends, to give $10 billion to the Mexican people. That's tyranny. That's the definition of tyranny. Nobody gave the current administration authority to begin to partially ban guns. Friends, or incite the people to go ahead and disarm before the process of law, the way Donald Trump has. Folks, God creates a world for us to live in, America, especially you, America. He creates a world for us to live in, and then you allow those that mean to push God out to rule over you. One of them is stupid, and one of them is right and good. Which one do you think it is? I'm highlighting right now, friends, Ann Coulter. I guess Ann Coulter and Mr. Tucker from Fox, I guess when they say it, then all of a sudden it carries some credibility somehow. A little slow on the uptake, aren't they? How many days? Going on almost 2 years now. Blowing his horn, blowing his trumpet, literally. Nobody cheerleaded this administration more than Ann Coulter, And many of these conservatives, and these, by the way, were the only ones to have enough courage to come out and call it for what it was. And I high-five them for that. But they should have paid attention before he got into office as to what they were dealing with, because he's been groomed for many years in this country to be in that position. But I wanted to end with Ann Coulter said Trump will just have been a joke presidency who scammed the American people, assumed the populace for a while, but he'll have no legacy whatsoever. Yeah, he'll have a legacy. At least he will here. You know, friends, I also wanted to highlight, too, during the break, I get an email from Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton. Why isn't the Department of Justice investigating Clinton corruption? How long are you going to play the fool, Americans? I just have to ask the question. We don't have to have another discourse. We don't have to have another exposition. We don't have to have a long talk. That's all we have to do is judge the fruit, and we can see what we didn't need to talk about. You know, we've been told a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, friends, let's look at what's going on in our country today. Just think about what's going on today in your country. Just think about it. Let me reiterate the point of Christian conservative outlets that refuse to call Donald Trump's presidency in the light of what's going on here for what it is. Again, keep in mind, they're not there to justify Donald Trump. They are now trying to save face. And I said trying to save face. Hey, folks, there's nothing covered that should not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. I also wanted to bring into the equation here, because I just noticed this too. It's interesting, Trump just unfollowed Ann Coulter. Why? On Twitter. Look at the little games the useful idiots report on. But it's worth to take note of, friends. Trump unfollows Ann Coulter now. Huh. Craziness. I want you to listen to this carefully, because I have been also highlighting the fact that these people are being used to create domestic insurrection. Nobody does it more than the CIA-controlled media. Nobody does it more in cahoots with the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, than working hand-in-glove with corrupt politicians to create domestic insurrection. They want your eyes off of what's really going on, what really matters. China, Russia, don't forget about it. Now Canada, friends. Okay? It's being reported Trump believes that there will be an armed uprising of Americans if deep state, keep in mind, deep state can't do what deep state does unless it has paid people doing their biddings for them, right? Oh, I'd like to take this over to the Nuremberg trials. Prevention would have been better than cure, right, friends? You know, these people, when they commit crimes against their own people, they're no longer public employees, right? They're not representatives of the people. Now they become agents of the state. It's interesting, after they commit their crimes, they somehow justify themselves. I don't know how they do it. They sear their consciences what they do. That's how they do it. But it's interesting to note that they all say that they're just doing their job. No, they're not doing their job. They're helping tyrants destroy their country and their people is what they're doing. But with that said, Trump believes there will be an uprising of Americans if deep state created, friends, created enemy, okay, just like that of ISIS, just like that of any other organization that they say are they're protecting us from them. No, friends, they create the monster, and then they declare that they're protecting us from them, when in fact they're the ones responsible for creating the monsters. Okay, nothing new under the sun. That's another topic nobody can dispute. But Trump believes that there's going to be an uprising of Americans if deep state tries to remove him from office. Wait a second. You know, if you leave it up to Donald Trump, sooner or later, friends, there's going to be no arms. You know, people need to realize it was like with Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, friends. At the RNC in Tampa Bay, many people thought that it was an easy victory over Barack Hussein Obama concerning the second election cycle. No, folks, the fix was in voter fraud majorly across the United States. You know it, and I know it. Okay? Doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said criminal communist, father of the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin. But it's interesting, the people at the RNC thought that it was a sure foot in for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan to become the president and the vice president, which is a bunch of baloney, too. They were just the players, the stooges to play to appease the American people. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's call it for what it is, America. Because Barack Hussein Obama already told the Russian ambassador on a hot mic that he was already in for the second term. Right? And Americans figure this out after the fact, as usual. Slow to hear, slow to see. Oh, man, Barack, man, he's losing, I was told on Radio Row. He's losing. And I had to remind these ignorant individuals that he's not losing anything. Look at all the welfare dependents he's created. I said, listen to what you're saying. They're getting money free from the government. Do you think that he's losing or winning? Do you think he's creating dependents, or do you think he's losing dependents? Huh? Oh, I never thought of that. Think. That's the problem. Think. He wasn't losing, America. He was winning. With all of what we see going on in the current administration, people, those that claim to be Donald Trump's friends and his supporters, you need to understand he's not losing, he's winning. And he ain't winning on your behalf. You're just too ignorant to open your eyes to the fact that what he says and what he does are two different stories. And I'm going to keep saying it until you finally understand it. Either reject it or accept it. It's to you, to your glory, or to your demise. It's up to you. But if you so choose to actually deal with it, then guess what? You're going to have to show the world your faith by your works. James 2:14-26. Oh, and I can just hear someone out there, Bradley. Bradley, you're so stupid, man. You don't know anything you're talking about. Bradley, listen to this. Listen to all these dinosaurs over here on Salem Communication, man. They'll tell us what the deal is. Fox is telling us what the deal is. You know, we have other conservatives like Alex Jones and these other guys that totally kiss up to Donald Trump every step of the way. And no matter what he does, man, he's the way to go. Because I've had conversations with the president, and that elevates me to be something that I'm really not. And I'm surely not going to put anything on my page that's going to pull away from the administration that I've been cheerleading for now 2 years. Same thing with WND. Same thing, friends. And these are supposed to be the best that you've got in this country. Nothing. Nothing. Won't call out Trump for nothing. What's the problem? No wonder why Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of the Herodians. Because they don't have eyes to see and they don't have ears to see, or hear, I'm sorry. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they don't want eyes to see and they don't want ears to hear. Because they think it's about them. Do you think for one moment, friends, those that listen to me, especially right now, do you think that I'm making this about me? Because if I was, this is not how you do it. No, it's what you have been rejecting. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. They didn't love the truth. They said they did. And David found out the hard way, and Jesus taught us that's going to be the hard way. You're going to be hated for your love. You're going to be hated for telling the truth. This is why they killed the apostles and the prophets and faithful witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they went against the grain. Friends, you have reprobates telling you now what the deal is. What is it going to take? Only you can answer that question. Only you can answer that question. Hey, if I'm not saying it eloquently enough, forgive me. But God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And if I'm a fool for Christ, so be it. But you know what the difference is, friends? I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Why? Because it's not my witness. It's not my words that I'm standing. I'm standing upon the rock of ages. I'm standing upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. And what happened in the past is happening again today in America, even to the point where I'm embarrassed for the rest of you that don't at least acknowledge what's taking place in this country. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 1-866-582-9933. Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. YouTube. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One of the things I want to highlight too is we're being told that Donald Trump believes that there will be armed resistance if the deep state, which has created friends as another monster, tries to remove him. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all created by folks, all to your own demise. Donald Trump, by the way, though he is a sinner, remember he said he never sinned, and the Bible clearly tells us that he who is without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. He never had a reason to repent. You guys all remember that, right? But he told the professed church in America what they wanted to hear, and now all of a sudden he's a Christian. And he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. But he's still a Christian. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You listen to the lie, and you reject the word. You listen to the lie, and you reject the word. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Jeremiah, in a big way. I just shared with you earlier on the last segment, friends, about how it's love to tell the truth. Hate doesn't do that. Love does that, right? And there's so many that profess that they love the truth, yet they walk contrary to it. And you know how they walk contrary to it by what they accept and what they give their allegiance to. And it's interesting that we're talking about this even now because Donald Trump represents the degree of what Christianity is in this country. Do you understand this? Because this is what the people worship. Folks, I have talked to people that are 70 years old, caught up into administration after administration after administration. They talk about how, listen to this, they talk about how bad everything is, but they say, no, we got a good president. What? Wait. Donald Trump's your representative. Everything's getting worse. It's the end of times. There's nothing we can do about what's going on. But we have a God-appointed man, saith the false prophets. And he's a good God-ordained president. Really, he's a good president, but he produces bad fruit. Scripture's pretty clear on this, isn't it? A good tree bringeth forth good fruit. An evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Oh, but Bradley, he can't do anything. He's been stripped of his power. Really? How come that didn't apply to Barack Hussein Obama when he violated the Constitution over 1,180 times? He's a good president, but things are getting real bad. That's what these hypocrites say. They talk out of both sides of their mouths about the folks just like the corrupt politicians. That's what it is. He's a good president, man, but things are getting real bad. Really. He's got the approbation of the American people overwhelmingly without a question, without a shadow of a doubt. And for some reason or another, he just has no power to do anything but to cave to people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, in which Americans despise. How does that work? I mean, a little common sense comes into play, right? I mean, let's just say, I know that there's many idolaters listening to me now that love sports. Let's go to a football field. Let's go on the field. And we take 325.7 million Americans, and we take 1.7% of the population out of that 325.7 million people, and we put them against the majority. Which one's going to win? Hello? Right? Did that give you the visual that you needed? I hope so. I want you to listen to this. He is your representative. And I want to tell you something. He is not my representative. The law is. The law is my representative. The lawgiver is my representative. Christ's Jesus is my standard. Not fallen, reprobate, evil, wicked men. Period. Okay? When Jeremiah, going over to Jeremiah, said, Lord, in Jeremiah 16, he said, Lord, listen, you got to understand, they're rejecting me. They're not listening. Jeremiah was sent to the gate of the high priest to rebuke the church, and he was sent to the gate of the king to rebuke government. And they refused to listen until the point of no return. And then it was too late for them, by the way. There is a book of Lamentations, America, just so you understand. It's written there for you to read. And this is what we're inching up against incrementally, day by day. Okay? And that's not a fear tactic. It's the facts. It's the truth of the matter. Okay? But when you go over to Jeremiah 16... in chapter 11, actually verse 10, I'm sorry. He said, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt show the people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Wait a second. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. It's that simple. That's what's happening here. Again, Donald Trump is your representative, America. Unless you're dealing with him, he is your representative lawfully. Lawfully, lawfully, lawfully. Okay? And it's not just Donald Trump. And keep in mind, friends, they're setting the stage for the next president. And he's going to be a blatantly, openly leftist. And they're going to say back to you, well, you've had your opportunity all by design. Because you took the bait. The only fish that get caught are those that bite onto the hook. Right? Onto the bait. But listen to this. In verse 10, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt show the people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity, our lawless deeds? Really? It's what you tolerate is what the problem is, America. And the reason you tolerate it is because you're guilty of it. Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Idolatry. America, idolatry. You tolerate the corrupt system. Then thou shalt say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have kept my law, have not kept my law, have not kept my law, have not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk every one after the imagination of your own evil hearts, that you may not hearken unto me. That means to listen carefully unto me. Therefore, the Lord said, tell me if this isn't on the horizon, America. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Where I will not show you favor. Folks, you're on the precipice. It's not a fear tactic. It's an understanding of the seasons. It's an understanding, as the sons of Issachar knew the times. Things are not getting better with your good president, because he is not representing, friends, or exhibiting the Christ that he declares that he serves. Okay? And I'm not putting all the blame on Trump, not at all. You deserve what you get, America. You know, it's interesting, the false prophets are saying get on the Trump train. I wonder how they're doing today as the people open their eyes to the fruit of this administration, the corrupt fruit of this administration. They deserve what they got coming. Read Deuteronomy 13, Deuteronomy 17, and it'll declare what a false prophet is. And it's exactly what they said. That shows forth, friends, that they're false prophets. They're not sticking to the word. They're sticking to their own evil imaginations. And it's exactly what they're doing. Keep in mind, when Jeremiah was talking to the Lord, he said, Lord, they're rejecting me. The Lord reminded Jeremiah, they're not only rejecting you, because they are. They're rejecting Jeremiah. Look what they did to him. But the Lord said back to him, they're not rejecting you, Jeremiah. They're rejecting me. The Lord said, they're rejecting me. They're rejecting me. See, to the 53 countries that listen to me every day, when you look at America, this is what happens to a country that forsakes God. This is what happens to a people that forsake God and put corrupt politicians in the place of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is what happens. They give ear to the deceiver rather than the one that tells them the truth. The one that tells them the truth has now become their enemy because they tell them the truth. And the one that deceives, they love them all the way to hell. And it's exactly where this country is going right now unless this country repents before a just and holy God. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, today. Because it starts between me and you. Saith the Lord. Acts verse 20, chapter 20, verse 21. And I say this out of sincerity and love for a country. I'm doing my best by the Holy Ghost to pry your eyes open by the power of the anointing. Isaiah 10, 27. Doing my best to open your eyes, turning men from darkness. Opening their eyes, turning men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. Friends, here's the good news. You still have the freedom today to do the right things. It's your call, and I love you enough to tell you so. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.